Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Okay. You know what it is. You know what it is. Like I always do about this time, I'm reloading! Drums, please. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, K100 Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for hollering at me. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I had a long, crazy weekend. You feel me? Like really crazy. You feel what I'm saying? And hold on a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Yeah, I don't even know who that is. Yeah. Y'all was in the middle of this. Somebody sent me some crazy shit on my fucking Facebook right in the middle of this. I don't know who this person is anyway. Anyway, I don't know. Some people are getting crazy on the social network, man. People are getting crazy on the social network. And the social networking, I don't know, man. People, I've got a stalker. I've got a stalker. I don't know if that's good or bad. But I have a stalker on my social network and on my Facebook. It is what it is. I'm dealing with it. I'm handling it. But, you know, I'm a guy. It's probably not as creepy as if I were a girl having a stalker. You know what I'm saying? But I do have an official Facebook stalker. Shout out to my Facebook stalker. You been on your JLB lately. You persistent. One thing I can say about you, shawty, you are fucking persistent. You do not give up. I mean, hey, everybody got to be good at something. You are good at being a stalker. Shout out to you. Now, if you really, truly stalking me, you'd be listening to this goddamn show. Okay, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 176. Love in the club, in this club. Yeah. And it's the reason why I did this show. It's the reason why I did this show, okay? Talked to a friend of mine, and we'll get into it in a minute after I go ahead and run everything down. I talked to a friend of mine, and she actually just told me that every guy that she ever met, and she's about old, in her 30s, she's in her mid-30s. She said every guy she ever met in a club for like damn near ever was like horrible, like no one you would ever want to be in a relationship with. Like, I'm like, every single guy you ever talked to in the club. And so we had a big discussion about it, and it made me do today's show. Because there's a lot of things that's going on in the club, especially with you women to the men. Y'all are setting yourselves up for failure. But we'll get into that. Oh, yeah, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. It's your chance to vent on K100 Internet Radio every Monday. After the weekend, after the bullshit, everything that we go through on the weekends and our days off, and everybody hates to go to work on Mondays. Mondays is just a day that most of the time a motherfucker gonna likely get on your damn nerves. And so every Monday on K1's Internet Radio, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. All right? I want to mash the good old U.S. of A. So we got all the money in the world to go over here and fuck around everywhere else, but we can't pay teachers. That's for you too, President Obama. Yeah. It suck if I voted for you or not, nigga. Anyway, before I move on, I'm gonna have a whole nother thing about this whole everything that's going on over here and overseas. I'm gonna get serious this week, but this week I just went up for it. I had too much fun this weekend to come off serious today on Monday. And so I'm here to brighten up your mood a little bit. I just had too much fun this weekend. I had so much fun this weekend. I was like, I'm not even going to be serious. Even though I need to be serious because serious shit is going on in the world. Fuck it. I'm not going to be serious today. Today I'm going to have me some fun. Because I had me a ball this Saturday. I balled out tremendously on these hoes. Yeah. I went in Saturday. I'm still recuperating from that shit. I ain't even really fully recovered. I still feel drunk from Saturday. Fucking Monday. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Look us up. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. Holler at me. Of course, you know the number. The dollar to the show is 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody that's already on the phone line. The official website for the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official Blog Talk Radio site for the show. The official email address for the show, K100Radio@gmail.com. Artists, send me your music. If you want to get played, just make sure it's good music. If it sounds like shit, guess what I do with shit? You guessed it. So now that we had an understanding, quit sending me that whack-ass shit. It's not going to make it. But if you do send me some good music and it's hot, I don't play big name. You're not competing with Lil Wayne. You're not competing with Jay-Z and Jeezy and Tip over here. Because I don't play none of them niggas. Reason being, them niggas ain't going to never be on my show. So, all I play is the independents. But some of you independent artists use being an independent as an excuse to fucking suck. I'm not going to let you waste 3 minutes of my show, my airtime with whack music. It's not happening. Send me some good music, good quality music. All right? Invest in a little studio time. Invest in yourself before other people will invest and believe in you. Get your shit done. Mix down. Send me the music, K100Radio@gmail.com, and I'll play it. All right? Now, if you send me a song talking about religious or anything like that, I can't talk about it on the show where I'm talking about fucking. Doesn't match up. But I found some way to get it in there. Got some new music I might play tonight. Depends on if this artist follows instructions, which are... In order for me to play your shit on my show, you must blast my show on your shit. It's that simple. That's a trade-off. So if you got a Facebook or a MySpace, and I don't see you saying, check out K100 Internet Radio tonight, because they could be rocking my shit after I told you in the email to do it, motherfucker, guess what? I'm not playing that shit. And there you have it. Moving right along. Episode 176. And that's all I got to say about that, artist. Get on your fucking grind. Ain't shit free. You think I'm finna promote your shit? I got over 25,000 downloads and plays of this damn show after the fact. My phone lines stay on point during the fact, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. I'm not exposing you to my audience if you don't expose me to yours. All right? I'm an independent radio station. You're an independent artist. If you're not blasting K100 Radio out on your Facebook and your Twitter, why the fuck am I giving you airtime on my shit? Have you forgotten that I'm an artist of myself and I got artists on my own roster? I got 500 songs on my own deck that we made. The fuck I'm gonna play you for if you're not showing me no love? I sound like a fucking broken record. Some of you artists just don't get it. You don't show love to people who show you love. I tell you what you do. You email your fucking local FM radio station and tell them to just play your shit and then don't ever hit them back and don't ever say nothing else about it and see if they get played. C'est la vie, you're not getting played over here either. So, episode 176, here we go. For those of you on the phone line who don't know how this works, if this is your first time tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, by the way, I'm your host, Blizzum. How you doing? I'm about to read something that I do for each and every one of my episodes that you can check out on blogtalkradio.com/K-100Radio. And it's basically a breakdown of what I'm going to be talking about tonight. And I do this for every single one of my episodes. Every single show has a breakdown, a synopsis, a monologue, if you will, about what I'm going to be talking about. And so that you can go to the Blog Talk site and look at all the other episodes, and it might spark your interest about what I'm going to be talking about on the show that night. You can just read a brief summation that I'm going to read to you right now about this one. And it works like that for all of them. Also, before I go any further, we're on iTunes. We're in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. There's an official podcast in the iTunes store. And it's a free podcast. It's basically just the shows, the replay of the shows. It's just that you just go to iTunes instead of going to the Blog Talk site. So if you got like an iPod or anything like that, you can just plug it in. And the same way you sync up your music, if you subscribe to the podcast through the iTunes store, every time you plug your iPhone up or whatever, it automatically downloads the latest episode of K100 Radio for you. You don't have to do a thing. So you don't have to go to the site, download it, put it on. Nah, it just does it automatically if you got an Apple device. All right? So you might want to check that out. It's the best way to grab the show if you can't catch me live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, here we go. So now I'm reading. For episode 176, Love in the Club. You dig? So I balled out this past weekend. And, you know, I deserved it. I deserved a little fun like that. We all do. So when I was in there, and I'm looking at all the fine women that passed me by, I thought to myself, like I always do when I'm in the club, you know, I wonder why she is in here tonight. I wonder why this chick is here. I mean, I know some women think they, some women say they go out to have a good time, they go out to socialize, but actually, half of y'all lying. Most of y'all lying. Most of y'all don't go there. Y'all, that's not what y'all there for. I'm going to get into that too also, but I'm going to keep reading. Of course, like I said, she's not here to find a man. That's what I'm almost sure of. When I see a woman in the club, I don't give a fuck how fine she is or whatever. I don't assume that no woman in the club is there to actually find a man. Why, you ask? I mean, why would she? Why would she be here to find a man since almost every woman feels like you can't find love in the club? That means no matter how good of a person you are outside of the club, you stand almost no chance of really meeting your future mate inside the club. The whole point of some episodes of K100 is to dispel certain stigmas in our society. And this is another one that just doesn't make sense to me. You know, back in the day, they had a saying, if you find a man in the club, that's where he stay when you get with him, or some fuck shit like that your mama them told you. Who knows? Anyway, women and men have been conditioned to believe that the club is no place to find a meaningful relationship. Well, I, my friends, I, my K100 listeners, wholeheartedly disagree. All right? I don't agree with that notion at all. All right? You can find a meaningful relationship with anybody, any fucking way. It doesn't matter. Places like church or library have been given more props than the place that people go to unwind and really be themselves. When you see people at church, they're not really being themselves. They really don't want to be the true person that they might be at home because they're in church. At the library, you can't, if you allow a motherfucker, rambunctious motherfucker, you're in the library, you're going to be more reserved. I think the club was made for you to unwind. And I think one good point, if anything, the club exposes one thing about a potential mate that you may really want to know. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, how that motherfucker act when they drunk or they drinking. Some folk change. If they in the club and they drinking and they fucked up and they still halfway decent and they still can carry a conversation and they ain't acting all fucking wild and stupid and silly, that means they know how to hold their liquor. Some people don't know that. Some people, you know, you meet them in church or whatever, but then, you know, they get that Saturday afternoon beer while they're watching the game and it's like, bitch, what you said? Go cook eggs. Yeah. I'm just saying. You never know, ladies. You never really know. So I'm here to dispel the whole notion that you can't find love in the club. I disagree. I mean, what does it really matter where you initially meet anyway? Because unless you're going to go at it right there on the dance floor in the club, you're still going to have to go through the quote-unquote get-to-know-you-better phase outside of the club. The club is just where you happen to see that person. It just happened to be where you actually ran and y'all two physical beings met. What the fuck? Why can you not meet a mate, a future spouse maybe, a boyfriend, a fuck, but anything? Why? Because the club, who the fuck made that rule up? That's fucking retarded. It's not 1950-something. Same way, we don't have to wait till we get married to fuck or we sleep and we live together for a little while before we actually tie the knot. Things change. Who the fuck said? See, that whole thing came from back in the day when they had juke joints. You know what I'm saying? And only the low-life liquor motherfuckers really rented juke joints back in the day. But now, Mr. and Mrs. Corporate guy or girl making six figures goes to the club. You know what I'm saying? They may be dressed a little different. They may go to a different type of club, but it's still a club. It's still somewhere that's dimly lit with music, a dance floor, and alcohol being served. All right? So if it's Taboo 3 SOs or fucking Central Station, who gives a shit? Or if you're in Panama City, KJ's or the fucking Spinnaker. I'm just saying, the hood club or the fancy dancing club where you got to tuck your shirt in. Who gives a fuck? Alright? The point is, it's not about where you met him at. It's about the person. Why the fuck did you bring your ass to the club anyway if you weren't going to socialize? So, that's how I see it. That's it in a nutshell. Here go the questions. Question number one for the callers. Would you consider or have you ever been in a relationship with someone that you met in the club? Question number two. Do you think it really matters where you initially meet a person if you want to kick it with them? Does it matter if you met them in the fucking frozen food section of the club? What does it matter where you met them at? It's got absolutely nothing to do with who they are as a person. Question number three. If not the club, well, then where should you meet these potential mates? Where should you be looking if it's not the club? You can't look in the club, the one place where everybody like to go out every now and again. Where else can you meet? Where is the right place to meet these people? These magical, perfect human beings that everybody claims that's everywhere but the club. And the last question, just for shits and giggles, have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night? It's a good question. Some of you ladies are not going to keep it 100 on that one. I expect nothing less of you ladies. So let's go. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one if you want me to talk to you. First up, Jenna from Texas. What it do? Holla at me.
Hey,
what's
going
on, baby? What's poppin'? Thanks for calling the show.
No.
All right. So, Jenna, first of all, you know how this works. For those of you, I got a couple people on the phone line. I don't recognize some of these numbers. There's some private callers, so I can't tell who you are. But in case you don't know, K100 Internet Radio, every Monday is Mashing Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah!
It's your chance to vent. It's your chance to say, man, guess what the fuck this punk motherfucker did at the club or wherever the fuck this weekend. So what you got for me, Jenna, before we jump to the questions?
All right. Damn. That's like one of the hardest questions you got because there's like a lot been going on since yesterday and today. It's all sorts of fuck shit. But, all right, I don't like judging nobody, but here it goes. I was at the beach yesterday with my kids or whatever, you know, and this mother, she's parked right next to us, and she lets her kids out. She stays in there for an hour, right? For an hour in her car. Her oldest one is watching the baby.
Uh-huh.
And then she comes out, she lays out for an hour. She pays no mind to her kids. They're basically just running off and doing whatever they want. And then she goes back to the car for another hour, lets them do whatever the fuck they want. And then they just leave. And she leaves all of her belongings there. Her chair, the kids' toys, everything.
Was she drunk or high?
I don't know. You know, that's a fucking good question. Because she wasn't like, you know, yeah, that's just some shit you just don't do. You know, you're supposed to be there with your kids. You know, you're supposed to interact, supposed to socialize.
Where was this at again?
At the beach.
At the beach? Yeah, maybe she really did. I mean, what the fuck? What were you wanting her to do?
No, you don't want your poor baby going out and drowning, and then you don't know because you're too busy.
I don't think it was.
She was little. She was little. She was like three. She was a little girl.
Well, for your sake, I mash bad parents today.
Yeah!
Parents who don't take care of their kids and pay attention to their kids, you're getting it today via Jenna. Okay, one, internet radio.
Yeah!
Is that good enough for you, Jenna?
All I'm saying is get it together, people. Come on, get it together.
I'm asking for you. Okay, episode 176. I don't know why I'm stuck in the kitchen. Question number one, Jenna. Would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone that you met in the club?
I haven't had a relationship, you know, that I met someone in the club.
Would you
then consider? Again, I've never really met anybody in the club. No, nothing against that or anything, but I haven't, I wouldn't have a problem with that, in other words.
So if you met a guy in the club, he could possibly be your boyfriend if he's cool enough. Just because you met him in the club doesn't just automatically take him off the list of potential boyfriends. Just because you met him
in
the club, right?
It doesn't automatically, like, you know, like, all right, like, no, not doing it, no, can't do it, no, no, that's, no.
All right, so does it really matter to you where you initially meet somebody, if you end up kicking with them, like, is that some place that really, like, if I met him there, then no, that he just can't be my kind of person because I met him there? Or does it even
No.
Fuck?
No, because I've actually, you could meet them anywhere. You could be driving down the street, literally, and you could have them pulled over and get your number or whatever. I mean,
damn, Jan. Like that?
That's what I've done. I've done that.
I'm saying, so you riding down the street and guys all out the window like, hey, Shawty, what's happening, Shawty?
Uh-huh,
Bit it.
Yeah.
That's me.
gave him my number. Damn. It's not like I was about to jump his bone.
And shit, you know, all ghetto and shit. It's all good, right? It's all good. I got a problem with it all. If not the club, Jenna, where is a spot that you feel like is a great place to meet guys? Where do you prefer to meet men? Like, is there a certain place, like church or something like that, that you feel like is a good place? Somebody?
No, there's no certain place. I mean, even church, they got freaks and all sorts of bad things going on. There's a reason why they go in there. They go to the church Saturday. They go to church Sunday right after they hit the club Saturday.
Okay.
With the stamp on the hand and all. I mean, that doesn't make them any better just because they're at church. Pretend for their sins, that doesn't mean nothing.
All right.
I mean, we all some sinners.
Okay. So, last question. Have you ever met somebody in the club and went home with them? Don't lie to me, Jeff.
I haven't. No, really. I swear to God, I put it on my kids.
Never?
Never.
What about the next day?
Next day? No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I guess I have no choice but to believe you, Jenna, because I just can't prove that you're lying. But something tells me.
Why you want to put me out there like that, Blizzum? Is it the blonde hair? Is it the white skin? Is it the motherfucking colored eyes, Blizzum?
It's because you like to suck black guys' dick.
It ain't just black guys. It ain't just black guys, baby.
Oh.
It's dick. It's just a dick thing, okay?
Oh, okay. My bad. Please stay on the line. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. 773, you on deck. What's popping? Hey, 100.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Again, tell me who's this.
This Miss S.
Oh, okay. What's going on? Look, thanks for calling the show. I got some questions.
Hello?
Anything beginning on your nerve lately that you want to go ahead and let me get a mash on them for?
No. I'm pretty much solo dolo. My circle kind of tight, so I ain't really got nothing really going on that I need to put a motherfucker on blast about.
All right. Well, that's good. I like drama-free people. You all right with me. You understand what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and jump to the questions. Question number one, you dig? Would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone that you met in the club?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
Okay, so how did that come about? Well, how did it come about? Like, did he just step to you in the club? Are you feeling the swag or whatever? And, you know, how did it pop off?
Actually, I'll do club promotion. So, you know, I'm hosting a party and everything cool. And Shreddy was coming for a couple of my little gigs.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. So sooner or later, I'm sitting down, you know, doing me. Still, you know, politic and networking. And, you know, he ended up holding a small, brief conversation with me. We ended up changing numbers on networking tips. That went into a whole different thing. And then, a couple weeks later, we...
right.
We still good friends. We kick it here and there. And then, you know, somewhere down the line, we eventually hooked up. But that didn't work out. So still cool, though.
But y'all still cool. So was he a whore? Have you met guys other places that were worse than that guy?
Of course.
Right. So therefore, the notion that women have that meeting a dude in the club, you shouldn't meet him in the club, is basically bullshit, because you can meet guys that are a lot worse outside of the club, right?
Exactly.
That's all I want to know. I'm just trying to clear this whole thing up, man, because a lot of women walk around and they say this. It, to me, it's retarded, because I know women who say, well, you should meet a guy like that, but They go to the club so much. I'm like, well, you go out all the time. You always going out. And you mean to tell me that you don't want to meet a guy when you out, but that's where you always go and hang, and then you cry and shit about being fucking single. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't get on Facebook bitching and crying, talking about where all the good man at. Bitch, you was just in the club with 1,000 good motherfuckers probably running around your black ass, and you ain't want to talk to man one because you in the club. It's fucking retarded.
Me personally, I think the worst man I've ever met actually came outside of a church. So, I mean, that's a different topic, though.
Yeah.
So, clubbing, nah.
Okay.
That ain't the worst.
We've had that show. Let me ask you this. So, does it really matter? Do you have a preference to where you would like? Like, do you prefer to meet people in a certain area, a certain arena? Like, maybe, even though you didn't meet the guy in the club that time, would you prefer to meet him somewhere else, like, say, at the grocery store or, you know what I'm saying, or through a friend, anything like that? What would you prefer? It doesn't matter.
I have no preference. And, well, I should say if I had to choose, I would actually choose the club because, as you said, that's where motherfuckers go at the end of the day to pretty much be themselves. You're going to be in church praising and singing, praising the Lord, but, yeah, that's what you're doing between, what, 11 and 2?
Right.
But
right.
After 2 p.m., what you doing?
Right, exactly.
Let me know.
Right.
In the club, motherfuckers don't plan on talking to nobody. We be in there kicking it. Shit just happens. So, I mean,
so
I'd rather
have,
meet
you,
somebody
you,
in the club opposed to a church any day.
Let me ask you this as a woman now. And this is another question I want to ask for the women. Do you ever go to the club and say, I'm going to pull something, I'm going to get this, I won't cast, I'm going tonight because I want to talk to a nigga, I want to meet a motherfucker. Do you ever do that?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
I guess because I go clubbing so much and I see shit. And like I said, I mean, I've been doing this party promoting thing, 2011, for about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's not. I done been to every club in my area. I done been to every club probably in the state of Illinois. Period.
Okay,
so,
but
I mean, I don't really have the I don't really have the mindset like, oh yeah, I'm finna go in here pull this nigga. When I go to club, oh, some real shit, be money on my mind because at the end of the day, I know I'm getting paid from it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess you're in a different predicament than most people. I mean, most people can't say that's the reason why they go. Do you wear short ass little itty bitty skirts and shit to the club by any chance? Just curious.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I got an artist named YDG that he got a song called Little Dress. So any club, like, I pretty much bring him out to certain clubs with me, depending on what it is. And, yeah, sometimes I put on a little dress, you know,
you know, when you put that little dress on, you know what it's gonna do to us, right? You know what us fellas, right? I'm just saying, dead serious. You know what that does. Let me make a point. Ladies, when you put on a fuck-me dress, that's what we want to do when we see you. Don't wear a fuck-me dress to the club and don't say and then have a problem with guys having sex on the brain when they see you. That's fucking retarded.
Yeah,
then you put on that skirt to come off, the bottom of it could actually really be a shirt on most days. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So you got this on in the club and you really get offended when guys have sex on the brain when they look at you? Are you for real? That's just damn stupid. So, if that's what you want, if you go to the club with that on, don't get offended when the guy tries to take you home and screw you that night. It comes with the territory. You want to wear the little freaking front me dresses? Don't think you just got some kind of dress paper that, like, you got some kind of cloak and dagger on or some shit that only the good guys that make six figures with no baby mamas can see you, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? We all see you. Even the broke nigga. Okay? You know what I'm saying? He see you. The five baby mamas, that nigga see you too. What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay. Last question. I'm going to the 678, then 912. All right. Now, will you please not lie to me on this next question? Have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You also gotta understand that I do this on business. This is not, it's pleasure, but it's business as well.
Okay, but still, that means you're in the club a lot more than everybody else, which means it actually boosts up the chance of you doing it. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you might, I don't know. You've lived long. You could, maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
I've never.
Okay.
Now, don't get it twisted. I have thought about it, but I've never done it.
She ain't do it. Why you ain't do it? Tell the truth. Don't lie. Why you ain't do it?
Because, I mean, me personally, that's not me. I have to actually talk to a mom. That's not me.
Well, at least one day. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever met a guy?
At least one day.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever met a guy at a club and fucked him within a week?
No.
Don't lie.
You say a week. No.
1 week. You met him that Saturday. He done already got this. He done smashed
him. No.
That's lame. 347-9966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. You gonna stay on the phone line? All right.
Yeah, I'm staying.
All right. Make sure you post. Are you my Facebook friend?
Yeah, I'm your Facebook friend.
Okay. Post up on my wall. Let's listen
okay.
to the show. All right. 678-358. You on deck. 912's next. Oh, this key. What's happening? That's what's going on. I got my homegirl T in the house. She knows what it is, so before we even get into it, you know the drill, and I'm pretty sure you got something to mash.
Yeah!
Let's get it.
That's on the mash.
What
I
do you
got
want
some things to mash. I want
to
mash bounce, since we're talking about clubs. I want to mash bouncers at the clubs for being so fucking lame half the time.
Man, hold on. I got to do it, too. I'm with you on that. So I'm mashing them for you. Yeah. I'm mashing them for me. And I'm mashing them for anybody else that just hate fucking punk-ass bouncers at the club.
Yeah.
Nigga, you're in the police force. You couldn't make it in the army. You whack, nigga. Now you want to goddamn just stunt because you had to goddamn got a suit on. Nigga, you at the club. Nigga, you a bouncer at the club. You're not important. Stop thinking you're important, dog. Your life sucks. Okay. Now, what else would you like to mash?
I'm mashing teenagers for thinking they so damn slick about shit.
You ain't slick.
Exactly.
Just had the You Ain't Slick episode. Ah. So, anyway, that's all you're going to mash? You're going to just keep it at that?
Yeah, do I have something else I need to mash that I don't know about?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying you were kind of vague with the teenager thing, but...
Yeah, on grounds that I might incriminate myself.
Okay, fine. Episode 176. I hope you keep it 100 with me today. Really do. I really hope you like it.
Why wouldn't I?
Lying about that last question I'm asking. I don't have. I
Why
can't prove.
You gotta be lying. Maybe you talking. You might not be talking to the right women about it. That's all.
Just saying. I think some of them lie. I think some of y'all. Somebody's gonna lie to me tonight on that question. On question number four. Have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night? Some of you women are gonna lie. You don't want to look. You don't want to look bad, and it's cool. Even though this is K100, keep it 100 radio. I mean, but I know a lot of you are going to lie tonight. You're going to lie to me tonight. But it's okay. It's all good. All right, Keith. First question. Very first question, all right? Would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone that you met in the club?
Honestly, I have gotten numbers in the club, but when I leave, I never really call them.
Why?
So, no,
what?
I haven't. I just don't.
Because you met him in the club?
No, I just don't. I get numbers at the grocery store and just don't call them. I like to choose. I'm a chooser. So if I don't choose you and, like, give you my number, like, I'm really not going to talk to you. Like, I'm not going to call you.
What kind of shit is that? Why take the number?
That's just the way I am. That's just the way I like to. I like to choose. You know, I'd be peeping out. Like, if I was to talk to somebody, I would. But believe me, I done checked him out for about half the night. Then, you know what I'm saying? Peep how he acting, all that type of stuff. And then before I leave, I make sure he had my number if I want to talk to him. But I've never, ain't nobody ever caught my attention like that thus far.
Okay. Do you think it really matters where you meet somebody?
No, I was married to a preacher. Stop playing.
Where did you
be talking about the church.
Where did you meet him, though? Where did you meet your husband, ex-husband,
At church. Mm-hmm. At his dad's church.
And still didn't work out.
No. Well, men, people are people regardless. And I try to get folks to understand that all the time. People are human regardless. No matter where you meet them, what they do, they're still human.
Right.
I'm getting fucked up.
Okay, so if not the club, you say it doesn't matter, but where's some place that you maybe had good luck with, or somewhere that you met guys and they turned out to be a little bit more juicy than others? Is there anywhere? Is there a specific place?
Not really. I mean, I've met guys at a gas station. I mean, I don't know. I guess school or work, would be kind of like an ideal place because you spend a lot of time in those places. If you do that,
most people say work is the last place they want to meet somebody.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's one. The only reason I say that is because you can kind of get to know a person because you at work so much, or you're at school, whatever. I'm just thinking about places that where you're around a person a lot. But like I said, you can meet somebody like at the grocery store, at a gas station. I meet people like everywhere. Like with Gianna, with the whole ride down the street, I hate when guys do that. Hate it with a passion. Hate it.
Shawty!
Hate it.
Hey.
You better follow me till I stop wherever I'm going and then try to act like you're going where I'm going or something, but don't holler at me while I'm riding down the street.
If he doesn't holler, then how can he get your attention?
That, like I just said, he can follow me to wherever I'm going, wherever that may be.
How does he know where you're
going? Well,
Then you gonna think, and then that you gonna goddamn fool
a stalker. No, you didn't listen to what I said. I said you better act like you was headed there anyway.
Boy, I tell y'all, y'all women love to play a million games around here, man. It's rough. So no way in hell you gonna meet a guy in the club. It's not gonna happen.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it. I would, but I would have to choose him.
You got to choose.
I got to choose.
Fellas, pay attention. They choosing, Shawty. All right, last question. All right. Have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night?
Well, since I've never met anybody in the club, that would be impossible.
About a week.
I ain't never met. Like I said, I ain't never met anybody in the club. I actually went and looked through my phone. I looked through my phone and looked at all the guys' numbers and see if I actually met any of them in the club. And I never even met any of them in the club.
Not one.
Mm-mm. It was a security guard. It was a security guard I met in the club, but we never did anything more than talk on the phone.
Do you go to the club then? Do you even go to the club?
Not a lot, no.
See, that's another point, though. That's another point. I think it does depend on how much you go to the club. You feel what I'm saying?
I just go to have fun. I'm not even going to really meet anybody. I'm just going to have fun, period.
But were you going to meet anybody when you met the other guys at wherever you met them at? So what does that matter? All right, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. But
right.
I don't go to the club that much. I rarely go. Maybe like four times out a year.
Can you help me and all the fellas on the line and everybody that's listening, can you help me to understand why is it that women always feel the need to say, I don't really go to the club to meet people, I just go to have fun? How the fuck, why not? If you
first of all, you can't talk in a club, it's too loud.
And
like,
meet them.
That's why.
Should initial contact.
I don't know. I'm just going to try to have some fun. And then, like you said, when you in the club, you got club clothes on, and the first thing on y'all mind is fucking. So that might be why women say...
You're right. You put it on. What the hell did you think was going to happen?
But we put it on because that's what you wear to a club. Just like you wear certain things to church, you wear certain things to work, you wear certain things to the club. For real. I mean, really. And you don't act like that's not just a fact of life. That's what we do. That's what we do. You dress according to where you are going. And so since we already know, 9 times out of 10, the main reason you even talk to me because you want to fuck.
But it may be in my brain, but I mean, first of all, see, this is the thing.
That's why I choose, nigga. I'm be the one choosing. Nigga. Like, okay, you think you looking at me like you want to fuck? I'm not be looking at you like I want to fuck. So I choose you. Don't choose me.
Y'all women, don't you... So basically, you and just wait around, and you just pick a guy, and you go. Do you holler at the guy then? If you in the club,
I will. If I want to, I will. I don't have no shame. I holler at a nigga. Ain't no shame in my game.
I'm having a show on that. How many of you fucking women really go holler at the dude?
I go holler at somebody. I don't know.
Really? You gonna go up there and be like, hey, what's up? And start a conversation like you do.
I will.
That's what he's saying.
You shouldn't me. You know me and you don't believe me. That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
You don't believe me.
I never seen it. You know what I'm saying? Women don't do that. You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna do like all the rest of you damn women do. You're gonna give them the fucking eyes across the room until he's.
No, I don't believe in subliminal messages because men aren't that smart. That's the women that give men too much credit. Men aren't that smart. They're really not. You gotta be forward with them, let them know.
Hey, are you talking to shorty?
I'm saying y'all ain't that damn smart. Half the time, if a woman do throw you some signals, you miss it. So you might as well just be upfront about it. You want to talk to me? Just talk to him.
Let me hear your line. What's your line for the fellas then? Since you the one that's initializing the conversation, you're the one that's gonna go over there and talk to the one. Let me hear your line. What you gonna say to him when you walk over there?
Well, hell, depending on the person, but you know it'll be something like. This remind me of the speech your game talk your shit show, but it was like I just go up, you know, smile and be like, you know, like what's up, like how you doing? Or most of the time I'm gonna pick the quiet guy in the corner, so I'm like, why you sitting over here by yourself? Or why you looking all mean? You know, I say some shit like that and start a conversation. Ask me if he here with somebody or you know all that.
Yeah.
Because I always see the quiet guy in the corner. That's going to be my line.
Like, man, these motherfuckers lying like hell. So I'm thinking myself personally. I just keep it locked. I got to keep it 100. No one believes. No, we hear you, but no guy believes what you're saying. Especially if you're an attractive female. If you're an attractive female, who does that? What attractive female
me,
literally
I
does?
Me, I do, because I like to choose. Because since that's where I am, that's why I do that. Because since I like to choose, I have to be the one to start the conversation.
Right.
If you're talking to females that like to choose, or you talking to the ones that like to be chosen, I like to choose.
Okay. All right. So, but even though you never met nobody in the club or anything, you're not against it. You will do it. You can't find love in the club.
No, I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
You can't find love in the club.
Because they could be, I look at it like this, you could be somebody like me that don't go to the club that often. I don't go to the club like that. So you can't assume just because somebody's in the club that's all they do.
Exactly. That's the whole reason why that whole old school train of thought that your mom and your grandma.
Yeah, you can't
go by.
I used to think that, but then I was like, wait a minute, I don't go to the club like that. So who am I to say that just because somebody else is here, they do this all the time? I don't do it all the time. I'm just here right now.
Exactly. I don't even go to the club that much anymore. I you know what I'm saying? For me doing the music thing and everything, I got burned out. I had to do so many shows. I had to be fooling with DJs. Performing, promoting, all that kind of stuff. Like now, at this point, even though if you see Blizzard in the club, it's like every now and again I go and I ball out. And then if I'm there, it's a great chance I'm there on business. I'm politicking with a DJ. I'm there in a business capacity of some form. And I would only go to the club just to go to the club because that's how much I had to go to the club, you know, the past 10 years. You know what I'm saying? From doing the music grind. So
yeah,
when I'm in the club, that's not where I'm going to be most of the time. But it's like, you know, when I'm in the club and you go, you step to a female or whatever, a lot of them be having that on their chest. A lot of them have that mentality.
But I think that's just retarded. Like, you really have to think. Like I said, I don't go to the club that much, so.
Are most women retarded? Because you know, all right, let me ask you this, as a woman. Do you agree that what I'm saying is an issue? Do you agree that women.
It's an issue, yeah. Women think that.
I mean, okay, that's all I want to know.
Yeah, they even think though you, dumb women do anyway.
You're not like that, but that's an anomaly, is what you're saying. So women like you are an anomaly, the ones who feel that way.
I'm saying it's women like me who still think that way, but I'm like, if you look in the mirror and say, guess what, I don't go to the club that often, so who am I to say that he goes to the club that often? You can't just make these random blanket statements like that. Like, he could be there for his homeboy birthday party or bachelor party. People only get married once or twice or three times, but either way, you know what I'm saying? He's there for a party or something. You never know. Until you talk to him. That's why I don't have a problem talking to a man. You got to talk to people and at least find, you can ask some basic questions off top and know if this don't go anywhere.
Exactly. So, love in the club. So far, fellas. I don't know where all these mystery women are at that claim they can't find love in the club or whatever, but so far all the ladies are saying yes, they can, they will, even though some of them haven't, they are not against it, but we know that's not the general consensus. So I don't know if this is just a brand of women that call K100 or not, but so far I haven't got a woman on here who says, hey,
maybe you talk to people that go to clubs more often.
I mean, it don't matter if you go to the club a lot or not. I know all kind of women who barely go to the club, and they still be like, nah, I ain't finna find no man. I ain't trying to find my husband in the club. I'm like, why? What if
you don't know that? You don't know where you might find him. You can find a dude in the street, that club every weekend. You can meet him at down Salvation Army, his ass club every day. You think because you ain't meet him in the club, he all
right. Right.
They don't mean anything.
But no, but it's an issue, and that's why I'm having the show. Cause you know I'm right about that. You know it's an issue.
Yeah, it is. It's an issue. It's an issue.
All right. Stay on the line. 912 K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for calling the show. You did. 912.
What's happening?
What's happening? Who's this?
It's your boy Billy Bad Phoenix in the building.
Oh,
what's going on with you?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, homie.
I had to call in on this one.
Look, Billy, before I even go any further, because now it's making me see the women that have been on the line so far tonight, they're making it seem like I'm having this show for nothing, as if I'm crazy, as if a lot of women feel don't say the stuff that I'm saying, and I know that's not true. Now, I know it's a different kind of breed of women who call K100 and shit, but do you agree, do you hear, for the most part, like I hear, that women don't claim they don't want to meet their husband or they don't want to meet their man in the club. They don't go to the club to talk to men because that ain't the place to meet a man. Or am I just tripping?
Nah, you ain't tripping at all, because I put it like this. I know plenty of females that don't have no intention on finding a man in the club after the club let out. They steady exchanging numbers with the niggas, you know?
So,
I mean, because if they weren't interested, they could just simply walk away or just say no.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I don't know. Before I go any further, it's Mondays on K100 Internet Radio. Anything been getting on your nerve lately? You like for me to mash them? I do it for you, homie. I got you.
Man, nothing apart from the norm besides my job, but that's a daily thing, man.
Well, I hate jobs too. I'm mashing jobs. I'm mashing big corporations who treat their employees like they're nothing but fucking numbers, and they don't give a shit about you, but expect for you to love
Hello.
The company.
Hello.
Fuck is you. Who loves shit? Who loves anything that don't love them back? Where they make that person at? Just a paycheck? I just get a paycheck? I'm just a number? Fine. Status quo around this motherfucker. Don't look for nothing more. Okay, so, episode 176. All right. Now, homie. Would you consider, or have you ever had a relationship with someone that you met in the club?
Yes, I have.
Tell us how did that happen?
Okay, this chick I met, I went to a club in Jacksonville called Bourbon Street.
I've been to Bourbon Street. I went to Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I've been there. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when T-Pain first came out or whatever, he had like a little concert there. Or whatever. And then I seen this chick, you know, she had little army shorts, you know, nice little shorts or whatever, you know. She was looking right, so I came up and talked to her, you know. And next thing you know, it was like, shit, it was just me and her for the rest of the night. So she was just like, you know, don't you go nowhere, don't talk to no other female. Like, okay, cool, shit, I like that shit.
Whoa! What? Huh?
She was that interested in me, she was talking about don't let no other females come at you.
So let me get this straight, homie, before I go any further. You met a chick in the club. You talked to a chick in the club that you never really met before, and she said, don't talk to nobody else, and just at that point right there, you didn't talk to anybody else all night?
She pretty much stuck by my side the rest of the night, bro.
I wanted to let you slide, but I couldn't. Only because... You never know. I mean, yeah, maybe we can talk for a little bit, but I mean, I'm not. Even though I believe in love in the club, I'm not the one who say just wrap up and top in one whole extended conversation in the club all night, all booed up and shit. I'm not an advocate of that. Okay,
right.
I'm not an advocate of that. I say talk to her, initialize a little short conversation, maybe a conversation that takes one, maybe two drinks in order to get in, and then you get that number, you get in and get out. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't monopolize their time like that right there. Now, I have done that earlier in my earlier years, but now I don't do that. I'm like, initiate the conversation, talk to you, maybe you know, cut a step with her, one or two on the floor if she like a little song or something. I go out there and do a little something, do my two step, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't really try to monopolize time, and I don't want her monopolizing my time all night up in the club, especially if I just met her. If I'm talking to you all night in the club, motherfucker, we came together and I know what's happening after we leave. I know what's happening. Well, that's what the point. But that's just me. That's just me. Okay, question number. So did you end up in a relationship with this person?
Yes, I did.
How did it work?
It was great at first, you know what I'm saying? You know, we went back to the crib, you know, sat there, drank some more, talked some more.
That night?
Yep.
Ah! Did you fuck? Did you hit?
Sure did.
Can you get her to call the show?
Oh, no, man. She moved to Maryland now. She got married.
Damn.
I talked to her in two years.
You were the mate. So did y'all go together for an extended time after that? Was y'all girlfriend, boyfriend? Were y'all an item?
Yeah, we was. You know, we dated about 2 months or whatever. You know, I mean, everything started out great at first.
And then
I picked up a second job.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, like, our time started kind of getting sparse. You know, we seen each other every now and then, but then I forgot how we broke up. But she did something to piss me off, and I didn't want to deal with her no more.
It was a simple request
because, you know, I didn't have it like that back then. I mean, I don't have it like that now, but I have more than now that I had back then.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, okay, you know what I'm about. You know what I'm going through. You know I'm struggling. I'm asking for a little help here. You talking about no, and I'm supposed to be your man.
You're killing me tonight, homie. You're killing me tonight. The phone lines are lighting up when you said that, and I had to stop you. It sounds like, I'm just making sure I heard you right. It sounds like y'all were fucking around for 2 months, and then you asked her for some shit.
Yeah, but I can't even remember what it was. It was that long ago.
Now listen, homie. Listen to me. Not only, look, I'm not even finna be messing with anybody for 2 months and they start asking me for shit, okay? If I've been fucking with you for 2 months and within 2 months' time you asking me for shit, especially anything that has to do with anything that's green and folds, me and you ain't gonna make it, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Look. I don't know if that could have been your potential mate or whatever, but I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say you fucked that up. Okay?
Yeah, I could have.
You broke a cardinal K100 rule. You did not allow for the at least 6 month minimum before you ask any kind of monetarily favors from anyone. There's a 6 month minimum running here on K100. Need to be fucking with somebody for 6 months or better. It's for all my K1. It's everybody on the phone line. All 20-something of y'all. Everybody on the internet. Everybody's in pot. If you ain't been fucking with that person for at least, and I mean at least 6 months, and it better have been the best 6 months ever, you are not allowed to ask them for shit. If you're a female and you're going to fucking asking mode in 2 months, you're a gold digger. Yes, I said it. Because of fuck what you think. All right? Now, that's the K100 standard operating procedures over here, homie, so therefore you had to get the gun. Now, I'm going to move to the next question.
Nah.
Damn it, man. I really want to have to kill you, dog, because you're pretty cool, but yeah. I can't break the rules just for every. I can't pick and choose.
It's good. It's cool.
Yeah, you ask for money. You ask for a monetary favor within 6 months. You get the guns in K100. Okay, so if not in the club, homie, but you have found love in the club and you can. But if not in the club, where is an ideal place that you think that is to meet women outside of the club?
Well, the most common place is the mall.
The mall is good. We'll be at the mall. Why? Because they love to shop.
Yep.
I have about 5 shopaholics on my line right now as I'm speaking. About 5. One of them's coming up next in about 2 calls. What's up, Michigan girl? You know what I'm saying? So, they love to shop. The mall is a good place to catch the women. You feel me? Because you know they're going to be there. All right? You know, I kind of wonder a little bit about women who, even though I like women who don't have shopaholic problems, I do look at them and be like, she's not the average chick, so you got to really dig into her psyche and really get to know her. But the mall's another good place. What else you got? What about church, man? You like meeting women?
Of course, church too. But you know, there's hypocrites in the church. You know,
hypocrites in the club.
I mean, it is hypocrites in the church. Okay, like for example, you know that movie Two Can Play That Game, right? And
uh-huh.
Anthony Anderson was the other comedian. He was sitting there breaking it down on how men meet women in the church. Because guess what? You get in free. You know, you meet all the girls that you was dancing with Saturday night in the church.
I don't know.
You know,
I mean, listen to
the book.
I'm just playing, Teflo. No, that's really true, actually. Go ahead. What were you saying?
But, yeah, I mean, and it's like they say in the library, too. I mean, yeah, that's good, man. But, you know, who goes to the library these days besides, you know,
Yeah, they got to
study, but you know, not many often. You know, the library is a public place, but not as public as to really diversify your selections.
Right. Of course, we have the replacement for a lot of those now. It's called Facebook. You already had the internet show. Do you fuck chicks off the internet? Just by any chance, real quick, just give me a you got a problem with me?
I met a couple women off of Facebook. One of my exes I met off of MySpace.
Oh.
You know, who stays in Hinesville.
I guess Facebook freaks are a little bit of, like, a notch above a MySpace freak. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had a MySpace, I had met a chick off of there. You know, she introduced me to the parties in the bike club world. You know? Shit was cool. We still kick it every now and then to this day. You know?
But not wifey material. Would you wife her?
Nah.
Wifey? No.
Nah.
Why? Because you met her on MySpace?
Nah, it ain't even that.
Okay.
Ain't even that. And I can admit this. I had messed up big time.
Oh. No, you
so,
I, you because you really messed up the last time. So I'm going to go with you probably fucked that one up too.
Oh, no. Yeah. I did. I got caught up with one of my exes, you know. So.
Yeah. Last question. Oh, well, actually, you already answered the last question, which was, have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night?
Yep.
Give you props. That took a tremendous...
More than one.
That takes a tremendous amount of game. It's not easy to pull that off. And you ruined it all by asking for money. Stay on the line.
No. It wasn't even by asking for money with the girl I met in Bourbon Street. No, it wasn't even by asking for money. I don't even remember what I asked her for.
I thought you said you were struggling and you asked her for something because you know you're doing bad. And
It wasn't money. It was just that, you know, I didn't have no way to work. You know, I didn't have no ride to work. You know, my mom was at work and, you know, there was no cab fares here back then. So
you was calling her to give you a ride to work?
Yeah, pretty much.
Within 2 months
and,
of fucking...
You know, and she wasn't able to do it. She sat there and told me like a bold-faced lie, but I forgot what the lie was about if it could save my life. But... You know, that's how me and her split off.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
still
I was trying to work to get on my own.
Asking for a monetary favor because gas ain't free.
Yeah, and I had two jobs. I could have gave her money. You know, it was no big thing to me. It was just that, you know,
yeah, but
wasn't
it just
doing shit.
Get together, you know, you just,
Yeah, but
big
you're sitting at home doing nothing, and I call you and say, hey, if you're free, you know, why don't you help me out, you know, send me to work, you know, and I can, you know, break you off about $20-$25 for gas.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was no big thing to me, especially I had two jobs.
Real quick, hold on, don't go anywhere. Hey, Key.
All right.
Hey, Key. Key.
Yes.
If you meet a guy and within 2 months he calls and asks you for a ride to work, what say you? What's the verdict?
It depends on how cool we are. If I'm not doing anything, if we cool, and I mean, he working two jobs, ain't like he, you know what I'm saying, just trying to damn mooch, you know what I'm saying, he working at least. Everybody hit hard times sometime. I mean, if cool like that.
Okay. All right, I lost it. Okay.
If it wasn't a burden, if we was cool like that, a burden, I'd do it.
All right, I'm just asking. I'm just wondering if, you know, If it breaks the 6 month asking for money rule, that's standing here on the show. But you say it's
I mean,
okay?
I can't really talk because I don't had people give me money before 2 months. So
did you
ask
you and give it to
me? I asked.
That's the point. All right, stand by. Okay, Billy. All right, so you get a pass. You get a pass. I'm gonna ride to work.
I got bosses at my job who met their like cousins in the club, and they're still married to this day. So it's like, yeah, you can find love in the club, especially if you're married, you got a family now, you still married, no problems, nothing like that. You know.
But how many people?
You know, if they say love is limitless, then so is the selection on where you meet that person at, no matter where it is.
Touche. You hear that, ladies? And this is the same guy who needed a ride to work, and she blew it. See how I changed my stand? See how I changed my stand? That was real slick. Stay on the line, homie, all right?
Yes, sir.
347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to K1 Internet Radio with your boy, Blizzum. I appreciate you, all right? I got my homie Game Hunter on the line from Game Hunter DVD. Game.
Yeah.
What's going on? All right. Young Pat, Michigan girl, LL, and T. Lewis is coming up next. But I got my homie Game on the line. Game, what it do, man? Game, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, and I have to mash you, Game. Because I heard a nasty, filthy rumor that you were going to stop your show.
Yeah, man.
You're stopping the show, man.
Chill. Yeah, I'm stopping the show, man.
I'm stopping the show, man. You just don't want to do it no more? No participation? What's the problem? The show's pretty good.
Nah. I mean, they be going down and shit. You know, it's summertime in New York City, so, you know,
so,
instead of just having that shit riding and you know, you got to pay for it and everything like that, so I'm not going to waste the money.
Do you feel like your show is a waste? I pay for this. I don't feel like my show is a waste. I'm a community service project over here. I'm helping the people out.
I'm talking about as far as if I'm outside in the summertime and I can't do the show, like, why haven't just be paying for it? You understand what I'm saying?
But
like, I stopped here and there periodically, like, since I've been doing the show, like, 2009? I take little breaks and shit and come back. You know what I mean? Because the key to hustling is, you know, just being able to do it whenever you want to.
I guess so. So this is the last month for Game Hunter DVD for a while, right?
April. I'm going to rock out.
Okay,
April.
Rock out.
And after that, you know,
right. I'm
going to shut down for a while, man. Strictly videos and shit, you know.
Well, you know, that's all good, man. Just make sure you got them, you know, don't abandon it totally. Come back on the grind. Get back on the grind at some point. I like the show, man. It's one of my shows. Even though I don't get a chance to catch it a lot because of the hours you come on. But still, you know what I'm saying? It's a good tool for the independent artist. All right, Game. Let me ask you a question real quick. Would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone that you met in the club?
And I ain't even going front, man. I was just going to listen in tonight and shit, yo, because I don't even fuck with shorties in the club. That shit work.
Why?
I mean, that shit, I don't even do the clubs and shit. I'm not even into the clubs. I'll go in front of that shit or something.
Oh, you don't even go in the club no more?
Nah, like I never been a club person.
Oh, for real? You know anybody that's got a chick and it's like they main old lady and some shit and it's a chick he met in the club?
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of niggas that do that shit, you know, meet the shorties in the club. Some niggas love that shit.
And somebody, that's they like wifey, though. That's like they main chick.
Oh, yeah, that shit is common. These days, that's like shit, Walmart or the club.
Club Wally World. Club Wally World, number one club in America. Woo! Fucking love Club Wally World. And it's one in every city. Actually, two or three. Fucking love them, man. Best thing popping. Best club ever. Best club chain ever made. Club Wally World. Gotta love it. All right, Game. But before I go, where is the ideal place for you to meet chicks, then, since you don't do the club? For you?
Like, you know, grocery places, Walmart, the market. You know what I'm saying? That's like the best joint because you could tell a lot from a woman what's in her cart and shit. You know what I mean? What kind of shit she fucking with.
Oh, really? You can tell a lot by a woman by what's in her shopping cart?
Yeah, you could tell. You definitely could tell.
So how can you tell what's gonna be in a shopping cart if she's a no good hoe? Just curious, just for shits and giggles.
You know, fucking, you could catch them with the fucking Cheetos. You know what I mean? Some old shit that just make your breath all stink and shit, mouth all dry. Then you might catch them with the, you know, like a lot of canned shit that shouldn't be in a can and shit, you know? You know what I mean? Like, they might have some old canned shit that you could just buy right there, like canned salad. Like, that's some old no good hoe trying to hold it down and shit, you know? You know, just some old bullshit that nobody fucking with. You know, Vienna sausages. You know, Vienna sausages is the number one item that just say, don't fuck with that.
Yeah, don't fuck with that.
You know, I mean, sardines and tuna. You know, yeah, some old shit. I'd be like, what the hell is he?
They've got to be hoes. They've got to be whores. Because they got Vienna sausages in their shopping cart.
Word of mouth. Now, I'm not saying they got to be whore, but you could kind of tell, like, you don't want that quality of a woman and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Who wants the Vienna sausage hoe, Charlie? Who wants the Vienna sausage hoe? Nobody wants the Vienna sausage hoe, right? Of course not. Be a game hunter. Be a game hunter. Don't shop. Don't put Vienna sausages. Ladies, if you got Vienna sausages in your shopping cart, scoot them down to the bottom if a cute guy walks up, okay?
Yo, pork either. Like, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, you buy any pork items and shit, I'll probably just look at you funny and shit. Yeah, that's how you really kill them. I don't even fuck with that shit. I ain't buying it for you, looking at you, buy it or nothing.
Yeah.
Turn my nose right up.
Well, ladies, you hear the brother. Gang, tell anybody can find your show real quick, and then I'm going to go to the next call.
Yeah, man, we on 11:30 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You know what I mean? On the blogtalkradio.com/gamehunter-dvd-music. You know what I mean? Hit us up, 347-237-5272, and come make or break some music that artists sent in to the show at gamehunterdvd@gmail.com.
Right. All right, homie, man. Thanks for calling the show. You dig?
All right, Joe. All
right. Young Pizzle, what it do, my nizzle?
What's going on, homie?
Oh, my whizzle? Which one is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. Got my homie Young Pat on the line. Me and Young Pat got chocolate and white boy waste at the same time.
Yes, sir.
This past Saturday, we were fucked up at Club Primal. You know what I'm saying, in the VIP. They made me stunt ridiculous. They made me spend I don't know why I spent that kind of money in the club. It was because a whack-ass bouncer's trying to stunt on me.
Yeah.
You don't fucking try and stunt on me when I got a pocket full of money, ho. Who the fuck you think you playing with? Now I'm going to shut the VIP down, bitch, and you're going to wait on me like a hoe. You made me do it, nigga. You shouldn't have tried to stunt on me at the door. So I shut the VIP down. Yeah. I had to. What else did I do? What else would a G do? Fuck you playing with over here, nigga. I'm going to go out broke. Yeah. I'm out there. Got money. Fuck is wrong. Why are you trying me? So I had to do it. Shouldn't have did it, but I did it. Whatever.
Yeah. I shouldn't have done it either, but hell, yeah. We did it.
You know what I'm saying? It's because he tried to stun on us, man. He tried to stun on us at the door. What the fuck do you think he says? I'm me, bitch.
Real,
I'm right. Me. All right. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck this nigga think I was, man. Anyway, Young Pat, anybody in a match besides the whack-ass bouncer at Primal?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Every single motherfucker that clicked yes on the event invitation and Blizzum clicked maybe and Blizzum showed up. Where the fuck was the rest of y'all at?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know
what happened to him, man. I don't know what happened to him.
I don't need it. I ain't tripping. I mean, shit. They missed the ball out there. That's all good.
It is. We had a good time. All right. So, homie, episode 176. All right. Michigan Girls up next, LLT Lewis. Question number one, would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone that you met in the club, a relationship now?
Well, I've never had a relationship to begin with. So, but yes, I will take a bitch home and smash out.
Not, damn it, I didn't. God damn it. What the hell do you mean you never had a relationship?
I mean, like, I've never been, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, none of that shit, no.
How old are you?
I'm about 22.
So you never had a high school girlfriend? No, nothing? Nothing?
No, none of that.
I don't know, that kind of weirded me out. Everybody at least has one little. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, homie. I don't know.
I mean, I had the bottom bitch. You know what I'm saying? I had the bottom bitch that I could just always go over there and smash out and call when I needed shit. But she know what I was doing. And goddamn it, she ain't trying to stop me. Well, she can't, but.
Okay. So, so you never had a relationship with somebody that you met in the club. You never had a relationship, period. I don't even know why I'm going to ask you any of these questions. Does it matter where you meet a chick? Skip that question because it doesn't even matter. What about this question? If not the club, what's the best place for you to meet a chick, a female? What's the ideal place for you?
Shit, probably like the gas station or something. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what the bitch is doing at the gas station. If she buying Relo, she's smoking weed. If she buying Newport, she smoke Newport. She only getting gas. I know what kind of car she driving. I know if the bitch is broke or not.
The gas station.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they spend most of the money at anyway. Spend more money at the gas station than probably. But you always got to put gas in your car. You always got to get your cigarettes. You always got to get your Relo. You always got to get a little Powerade or a little Gatorade, something to replenish some electrolytes from the club the night before.
The gas station, fellas. What say you? I don't know. I'm not even going to ask you the next question since you're just obviously some kind of a man whore, which is what my ladies call you. Have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night? I'm assuming you have.
Of course.
Sounds
I have.
Like you're a man whore. Are you a man whore? Like women like
calls? Yeah, because I get paid.
Young Pizzle's a man whore.
That's right.
All right. So he doesn't. He's never had a relationship, so he doesn't know anything about it. He says he likes to meet chicks at the gas station. I don't know.
I mean, that's when I'm not at the club. You know what I'm saying? I like to ball out at the club.
Yeah. Hey, Billy.
Yo, what's happening?
You like meeting chicks at the gas station? You meet chicks at the gas station?
Well, yeah. You know, I met a chick. You know, she was working at the gas station. Come to find out she was from my hometown, and we clicked since then. You know, we still talk every now and again to this day.
Did you smash?
Yeah, we did plenty of times, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm up in the air with the gas station, and you and Young Pizzle on the gas station. Stand by. Young Pat. So gas station it is for Young Pat. Young Pat has never had a relationship. I guess he's a pimp. He's a player from the Himalayas. That's Young Pizzle. That's him. All right. Thanks for calling the show, homie. But you are of absolutely no use for me tonight. Relationship. No use whatsoever. But I had a ball Saturday. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to hang out with the homie. You understand what I'm saying? We went in. We balled hard. You know what I'm saying? We threw him up. You know what I'm saying? We blew good in the club. You know what I'm saying? We had a bottle on deck. What they want with us. All right, homie, stand by, all right?
All right.
Michigan girl, what it do, babe? With your
what's
shopping.
What's going on?
With your shopping, eh?
whatever.
You made you a shopaholic on Facebook where everybody can see the other day. What? I'm not saying anything people don't know. You're a shopaholic.
I did not say I was a shopaholic. I just said.
On Facebook, 3 days, 2 days.
All I said was my daughter inherited my shopping jeans. That's all I said because it was her birthday, and we went shopping, and that little girl, man, she told them all down. And I was like, oh, okay, she trying to do it like I do it, all right.
With no job, huh?
Yeah!
Especially people with no job that want to spend money like they got one.
Yeah!
It was her
birthday, so I let her have it. It was her birthday, so I let her have it.
You got anything you want to mash before we jump into the questions?
Man, I want to mash a Gwinnett County police officer for flashing his light, stopping me like in the middle of traffic. And I'm like, shit, I ain't did nothing. I wasn't even speeding. And you wanted my damn number.
Yeah!
was a police officer. But my thing was, I was on my lunch break. I'm trying to get back to work. I'm in the middle of traffic, and you want to flash the lights, pull me over, cars passing, looking like, oh, shit. You wanted my damn number, for real.
Did you give his number? Did you give him the fucking number?
No, I did not.
Why not? Was it because he fucking stopped you for nothing and he really thought that was what? I wonder, did he think that was going to turn you on or something?
I think maybe he did think that was going to do something for me, but all it did was irritate me because I was on my way back to work for my lunch break and he ended up making me late back to work. Luckily, you know, didn't nobody care because they didn't know what time I left, but it was the fact that I knew. I was like, well, damn.
That's why I hate pigs, man. The problem with pigs, with me and pigs, and I call all officers pigs, even the good pigs, the quote unquote good pigs, is that they all abuse their power at some point. They're given too much power. They have way more power than they really should in the first place, legally. All right, they should not be able to do half of the shit that they are allowed to do. And so thus I have a problem. Now, it's not a thing about me having a problem with authority. Everybody knows, even though I do have an issue with that. This is separate. This is giving average motherfuckers the power over other average motherfuckers by law. A license to kill, a license to pull over for no fucking reason whatsoever. See, there should be some kind of thing in place where if he ever does that, he has to absolutely do something or he gets fired. That's why I don't like pigs. It's not player hating because that's so fucking lame. Like that. See, people like him never could get pussy before, and so the only reason they started getting a badge and they was able to exert a little authority, other than that, they was like bitch-ass niggas in the first fucking place, could never get no pussy anyway. You feel what I'm saying? And so this is what the kind of shit it is. These are examples of why I fucking hate police officers. I never met a police officer I liked. Never. If you're a police officer or one of your brothers, sorry, you might not want to listen to K100. Because I'm going to say some pretty shit about them. Because I don't like the motherfuckers. All right, so anyway, we're moving right along. Episode 176. He's number one. Pig. Would you ever had a relationship and you met in the club?
Well, I never have got into a relationship with somebody I met in the club. But, I mean, I would consider it. Like, I've given dudes a chance in the club. I've just found that my experiences with meeting dudes in the club have not been good. So,
what do you mean?
I seem to bump into all the dudes that just want to fuck. That's just it. And I heard earlier about yes. Don't even come on now. Can we not just even go there? This key not dress. We dress for where we going. So yes, I wear the freakum dress, the fuck we dress, whatever you want to call it. Yes, I have it on and.
And screw you because you have that dress on. That's what. Oh, so don't stay on the show and say, well, it seems like I never meet the right guy in the club. Every time I want to meet one, they want to fuck me. What the hell did you have on when you met him?
Okay, but what about when I got to the club and I didn't have that on and that's all they still
want to
talk about?
Are you keeping it 100? Every guy that talked to you when you didn't have a freaking dress on, wanted to screw you too?
Just want to. With the skinny jeans and the cute shirt or some leggings and a cute shirt, and I still get the same. So I'm just saying, they like, you know, they'll start out, hey, how you doing? And then next day, well, you know, why don't you come to my place after the club? Nigga, do I know you? You might be a serial killer. I'm just saying. So I'm not opposed to it. I just have not had good experiences with meeting guys in the club.
But would the guy met, he was decent or whatever. Up. Would you do it?
Wait.
Is me or yours? Would you consider? Michigan girl.
Hello.
Michigan girl.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Is that your fault or my fault? Because you're going in and out.
I don't know whose it is. It's yours.
That might be your phone acting up. But okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I'm saying you're close to it, but you just haven't done it.
Right.
Okay. So you would, meet a guy, and if he was real cool in the club, you could possibly.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two. Do you think it really matters where you meet somebody? Do you care? Do you have a preference where you like to meet guys?
No, I don't have a preference. Like I said, I haven't had the best luck. I haven't really had good luck in the club. But then again, I was married to a preacher that I met at church through his cousin who was my friend. So, I mean, there's no perfect place to meet anyone. So I don't have a preference of where. I mean, I can meet people anywhere, Walmart, the mall, you know. I go to the bookstore. I go to Barnes & Noble sometimes. You meet people. I mean, you can meet people anywhere.
Where's the place that you've had the most out of guys?
Okay, that's got to be your fault. Like every other word, you breaking up. Every other word. What'd you say?
I said, what person that had a good result?
Actually, the best result I had, minus my ex-husband, is probably meeting guys through friends at, like, social gatherings, like maybe, you know, little get-togethers or whatever, but it's usually we have a mutual friend.
So, oh, yeah. You know, I you know what? That way, meeting people through the mutual a lot of times does pan out a little bit better, I would say, than most, because the odds are meeting mutual friends. If y'all are both cool with that person who really is a friend, then you can kind of generalize what kind of person they like to be, which is going to be like you won't meet too many people who, if you got a friend, you won't meet somebody at a party or something that they invited to their party that has a period, because they people that they like have stuff in common with. So if they're a super cool, laid back person, they're not going to meet thugged out, wild, dumb, ignorant, acting motherfuckers. If y'all both go to work, you know, 40 hours. You know what I'm saying? Somebody it's good because a lot of times you're going to meet order on the same level. Most times. Because most birds of a feather come together. Anyway, I don't like that statement too tough, but it's so if you got a friend and they have a party or something like that, I always go to my friends' parties and stuff. They wise and stuff like friends. Every homegirl you got, I'll be there. So, won the club and went home with him that night. Don't.
Did you just call me?
If you're lying, I did. Are you lying?
I've never met a dude in the club and went home with him that night. Never.
What about 1 week?
No, because usually if I met you at the club, no, because I'm going to tell you, I told you I have not had good experience. So usually if I met you at the club and I thought enough of you to, you know, call you or get you my number and you call me, they usually fuck it up within a week.
How do they fuck it up within a week?
I mean, like, the first day you called me, you trying to get me to come to your house, and I'm like, for what? Well, you know, so we can go on and no, nigga, I don't know you like that. As a matter of fact, why don't you lose my number? You ain't say, let's go somewhere, sit down, talk, get to know each other, want me to come to your damn house. I still don't know you. I met you last night in the club. I don't know you.
So you mean to tell me guys meet you and then try to get you to come over to the house and fuck like that next day?
Man. Oh, you know what? I got somebody else I want to match too before I get off the phone. But yes, I've had that happen several times.
No, I don't do that. If you're on the line and you're a fella, you one of the homies, hit the number one for me real quick. I've got one question. I wonder if you actually try chicks the day you meet them. You guys, you can't do that. Really? I don't do that. Chick that day, whether it be the club or that day in Walmart or in. I don't. retarded at this. That's when you get to be in your 30s. Of course, we know that dude. Really? Really being that kind of woman, or why offending her and in the first because of you conversating with her. Now, she don't fuck me vibes in the car. She like, what? She like, where you going? And she asking questions. Totally different. Guys, you're talking about here, Michigan girl. That's you.
What?
That night.
Hey, I can tell you about the dudes that I met. I can't speak for all dudes. It's just the dudes I met.
Hello? What?
You mess with me.
Okay, I can't hear you.
I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call him back.
All right.
I don't hear him. Let me see if... Hear me.
You breaking
Billy.
Up.
Hey, Billy.
Hey. Breaking up heavy, bro. Breaking up heavy, bro.
This is, I guess, connection real quick. Hold on a second. Let me see what's going on here. This stuff is blinking. Everything looks good. Stuff is blinking. My lights are on. Everything's good. One more time. T. Lewis.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
All right, I got you, T. Lewis. My bad. My connection must be pretty bad over here tonight. Going or something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. So, oh, who knows, man? This is for Comcast. That's for Comcast tonight. All right. So, T. Lewis, episode 176. You got anybody you want to mash before I start?
Real quick, I just want to mash Keeper saying that men are not that smart.
Didn't that offend you?
Yeah, man, I felt some kind of way when she said that. I was like, I ain't even going to lie. I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah, you know, I mean.
I don't know how I feel about that statement.
how about instead of saying we ain't smart, how about y'all goddamn mean what the fuck y'all say and goddamn it, keep it 100? You understand what I'm saying? How about that?
I concur.
How about we ain't smart? How about y'all keep it 100? If you want to fuck them, go over there and tell them you want to fuck them. Quit playing games. You understand what I'm saying? Why we got to be stupid? Oh, she keep hitting number one. Hold on, let me open her mic. You got something to say?
That's all I was saying. Women don't give men too much credit. If you do, you got to go tell them. You got to talk to them. Men don't pick. Men just don't. Like that. So, it's just on everything. Sometimes you just got to give it to them wrong.
You're right, literally. Okay. All right, stand by. All right, T. Lewis, first question.
Yeah.
Would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone you met in the club?
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple times. It only lasted... I mean, it was still like a relationship that lasted like 3 months each time it happened, but it happened.
Why? I mean, so obviously it didn't last or whatever, so now how do you feel about it now since the last times you did it, it didn't last? How do you feel about it now?
I don't think it's a big problem with it, though. I think he was saying earlier that, I mean, the person might be there for a bachelor party, or they might be there celebrating a friend's birthday or something like that. They may not be the type that always have to go to the club all the time and stuff like that. You never know why the person is actually in the club, really, especially if that's the first time meeting them. I don't necessarily say they got to go out and go get drunk, get wasted every weekend and stuff like that. There could be several reasons why they're there. So, I I mean, right. I see the club chick that's always looking out there for drinks and stuff like that. That's a different story, but, you know, you just never know.
You just never know. But you could meet your future wife in the club at this point.
Oh, yeah. People have. I know plenty of people who have.
Yeah, and you could too, right? You feel like it don't matter. Does it really matter where you meet a chick at?
Say that again?
Does it really matter where you meet? Does it really matter where you meet a person if you want to kick it with them? Does it matter where y'all met?
I honestly don't care. I used to think opposite though, but now I don't think it matters really.
What changed? Why do you think differently now?
In all honesty, and you're probably gonna have a lot of people that bring up church and stuff like that. Everybody's always saying, well, you should meet a good woman in church, but. I mean, you can meet a woman in church that never goes to a club and things like that. She can be the biggest freak around. I mean, it happens to this. I mean, and I know of cases where it has happened like that. So, I know people who met their current wives in clubs or at parties and stuff like that. And they seem to be making it pretty well, though. So.
Right. So you gotta leave yourself open. If not the club, right. though. Where would be an ideal place for you to meet women? If not the club, like what's the best place you have a high success rate at meeting women at?
I can't really say. Of course, I think somebody said college. College was a good place to meet. You know, at get-togethers, at parties, like if you everybody going out like for I guess happy hour and stuff like that. That's a good place. I heard Gaines at the grocery store. Gaines had a little bit tripping about
it. Yeah, he said, I mean, this nigga said, if you got Vienna sausages, if you got a shopping cart full of Cheetos and Vienna sausages, run, nigga, run. She's a hoe. I'm going to start looking at what chicks got in their butt. Look at that Walmart.
And that's what I'm thinking about because I got to go to the grocery store after I leave out of here. They're going to be looking at people's shopping cart. They're going to be sad, too.
Yeah, if they got pork chops in there, they're a bad motherfucker. They ain't good for you. Because they eat pork. That's what he said. Of course, that's why I mash his ass. Now,
for real.
T. Lewis, have you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night? Huh? You ever got lucky?
Done did it.
Shout out to
Club Footprints in Atlanta. Shout out to Club Jaguar and the Vibe. Just saying.
Okay. but the question remains, and this is what the ladies want to know. Did any of those turn into meaningful relationships by any chance?
No, not those times.
And see, this is where the ladies, this is the beef that the ladies have. The beef that the ladies have is this. Yeah, you can meet a bitch that you gonna fuck in the club that night, blah blah. But you ain't gonna meet a real lady, a real woman. I'm like, bitch, I be seeing you go to the club. Did you go to the club last weekend, bitch? You was in the club. You try kill your fucking self. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut the fuck up. You go out. You know what I'm saying? So what are you saying? That's why I'm having the show because I never understood the argument. I have women say stuff like that to me that go to the club. I'm like, bitch, you go to the club.
I heard that same thing too. Now, right. one thing that Key did say about women, as far as her, that she want to be able to choose. Oddly enough, each time that I actually did meet a female in the club, they did approach me. It was weird. I was like, okay.
They approached you.
Yeah, it was true. And I was like, okay. Didn't think it happened like that, but yeah, I'm with it.
What did I say to you?
I remember specifically one time I was chilling. We took my brother out for his birthday, and one of my boys, he was with us too, and that had got us in and everything. I was just sitting down. I wasn't even planning on going. So I saw the girl. I remember what she looked like. She was real dark skin, and she was just sitting there, and I couldn't tell whether she was looking at me or she was looking at somebody like sitting across from me and stuff like that. I really couldn't tell. And then she just came over. And she just asked me, how was I doing? What was I drinking? Did I want another one?
Yeah, can I suck your dick? Can I suck your dick later that night? I mean, what the fuck, man? I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my sick, morbid thought process.
And then on top of that, she asked me who did I come there with, and you know, she
so basically she ran game on you. She talked you out your draw.
Yeah.
She talked you out your pants. Yeah, she ran game on you. What it sounds like. She might as well what's your name, what sign, creep you from behind. God damn. I don't know. I don't know. It just sounds like she just ran game on you. Women, do women run game? Damn.
Hey,
time is changing. Times are really changing. Times are really changing. Key, you run game on people, Key?
I do not run game. That is just general conversation.
Yeah,
since when
like
you have to talk a man? Since when you got to game a man out of his draws? Like, you don't even have to do that.
Sound like these dudes got game ran on him.
No, he didn't. He just got chosen, and that's the best way to be. If that's the best
that's
way to get chosen.
To the chick in the club, I'm choosing you. Bitch, I'm choosing you.
No,
I won't choose.
I'm saying it's better when a woman chooses a man because it already let the man know. It let the man know off top that she interested. You don't even have to try to figure nothing out.
And
I both agree with that because I ain't have to work.
I
had to put
it
in work.
He have to do no work. It's easy.
I agree with that bullshit. That's bullshit. Don't fucking
obviously, it's not. It happened to him 3 times. Obviously, it's not bullshit.
You're firing these chicks when you say that, T. Lewis. You making them think that it's okay for us to chase their monkey asses. But once they want to just go ahead and just turn the tide to the side, they want to do something, we're going to lay down and fall down. Fuck
y'all that. Y'all are because you are. Because you're men. That's what you gonna. That's exactly what you're going to do. You going to give up.
Well, I can't agree with that. I can't necessarily agree with that now. Because, I mean,
if she look nice, you going to give it up. Stop.
I don't care if it's Beyonce. Bitch, you can't get no dick.
Whatever. Stop lying. I'm finna win the gunshots. Kill yourself.
You see what I'm saying, T. Lewis? That's why you can't let them get down like that, dog. That's why when they try you like that, you got to just play it off and be like, all right, you know. But let me get out.
I wish a nigga would try that. Right.
You know what? And the funny thing about it was, but this was the funny thing. It's funny that you should say that because I wasn't even thinking about it because I wasn't even there just because I wasn't even planning on going out. But I ain't going for it. He was fine, though. And I'm like, and I thought to myself, I'm like, I'd be stupid if I did.
I teach these motherfuckers a lesson sometime, homie.
Y'all will teach the ugly ones. You can teach them ugly ones a lesson, them ugly bad body bitches a lesson, but you ain't teaching no fine one no lesson.
Man,
right.
Fuck that shit, Lewis, man.
Right.
Don't let
I guess I feel
that's what he
that
did.
Night.
That's what he did. He fucked that shit. He fucked it.
I'm hanging up. I can't go back and forth these two motherfuckers. I can't. Hold on, T. Lewis. That is some fucking total bullshit, okay? Oh, it's all right for us to holler at y'all. We buzzaboos in the club. We getting on your nerves. We all this stuff. But as soon as y'all want to turn around and y'all feel like y'all want to stroll y'all happy asses over here and try a game of nigga, we supposed to just lay down and just get up. Fellas, we got to stick together. Fellas, every now and again, even if she's fine, dog, tell her. Well, shit, won't you give me your, I'm saying, won't you give me your number and I'll hit you up. Fuck giving her your number. Get her number. And then wait 2 weeks to make it call that bitch. This type of shit I'm talking about. 770-676. Welcome to K100. What's popping?
Oh, please welcome my foot.
Who's this?
Oh, you don't know? You told me to call you back.
What? Oh, it's Michigan girl?
Yeah, bro. Calling from the other fall.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn it, man. What you hit number one? What is it? You want to add something else?
I didn't answer. Did we finish my questions? I can't remember. You was breaking up. But I had one more mash. I had to get out.
You lied and denied that you never fucked
with anybody. I never went home with anybody. Look here. Right. I have never gone home with anybody after the club, nor a week later have they hit it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so what did you want to mash?
I want to mask the dudes that's still sending random dick pics early in the morning, especially, but just don't send random dick pics. And especially if you're going to send it, please don't send it early in the morning. That is not the first thing I want to see when I go to my text messages after I done woke up and got situated in my phone.
Random dick pics?
Yes.
Random dick
pics. Especially when you ain't never even got it. You just trying to get it. That is not doing nothing for me.
And so he just took a picture of his dick and sent it to you for no reason.
Yeah.
Without it being requested by you.
Without it being requested by me. none of it.
What's wrong with these niggas, man?
I don't know. What's wrong with them? I was like, oh, delete yourself out of my phone.
T. Lewis. Damn, T. Lewis always putting the phone down. Billy.
Yeah, because you hung up on him.
I didn't. Billy.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hello?
Do you just send random pics of your dick to chicks without them even asking for it? I'm just wondering where these niggas at. Who are these niggas?
Hey, look. Look, if she asked for it, she want to see it, I'll send it to her.
I know she didn't ask for it.
Yeah, I'm not just going to sit there and just send out some. I'm not going to just be all, you know, like, hey, this is my dick, you know. Now, unless she asks for it, you know what I'm saying? She want to see what it's about before she get on it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, proceed with caution. You know.
T. Lewis.
Something you like and shit.
Yeah, I'm here.
You send that random pic to your dick without a chick asking for it. I'm just curious. Where are these niggas at? Where are they making these niggas?
I mean, straight up, I never done that before. I always thought that was kind of lame. I mean, to me.
It's kind of lame. I sent a picture of my dick to a chick and she asked for it, but then again, she had already sucked on it before anyway, so.
See, that's different. Now, this is what I think. If she asked for it, that's a little bit different, especially y'all got a little thing going on or whatever. But
yeah, but.
You just in there, you just Brett Favre-ing it like that. You need to kill yourself.
You're $100 million motherfucker. You randomly send a picture to your dick out, Brett. Come on, man.
Yeah, and ain't even in his tax bracket, and I ain't never done that.
All right, stay on the line, fella. Stay on the line. All right. I just got to make sure. That's really random what Michigan girl went through. He's a lame. I don't know if I don't know what's the logic behind it. I mean, okay, say if a nigga got a quote-unquote big dick, whatever he considers it or whatever many people think it is, And chicks always tell him, okay, he's got a big dick. Okay, so you in your brain, nigga, you think you got a big dick. So are you sending it out because you think that's going to make the chick want to fuck you? Obviously, you don't know how bitches operate. I'm killing you for being lame. Some niggas, man. They should listen to K100, like 850-890. What's poppin'? 850-890. What's going on with this?
It's James, man. What's happening?
Oh, what's going on, man? What's popping, homie?
Who the fuck send dick pics to a motherfucker that ain't getting no ass?
I don't know, man. But obviously these niggas are random niggas are doing it. She's not the first lady that called up and said it. I done had a whole bunch of chicks say dudes be doing this shit all the time. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these niggas? They doing it all the time. These chicks say they do it all the time.
Man, them niggas finna be on Fox News over pedophile type shit, man. Them some internet predators, homeboy.
I'm telling you,
man. I ain't got time for all that.
I don't know what the fuck wrong with some of these niggas, man. Some of them just, I don't know, man. Episode 176, man. God damn. No, man. Some of these niggas, man, they throw your whole show off, man, doing random shit like that. And then the bras get on here and put them out there, and I be like, damn. You know, make a nigga look bad. You know what I'm saying?
But then I'm sitting here right now, I'm listening to the radio show, right? And I done fucked a million bitches out the club, man. I don't know how hoes sitting there talking about they ain't never went home with a nigga, ain't never fucked on the first night. That's bullshit.
I mean, you know, some of the ones, you know, I'm taking them for their word because they call the show a lot. But you already heard me. I had the gun cocked and loaded every time each one of them said it. But I let them ride. I ain't pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, man, every chick don't do it. Every don't. But, I mean, a lot of them have done it. And it's just that one time they did it back when they were 19, back when they was in college, and freshman in college, and they just locked that shit away in their brain and act like it never did happen. Like, they're really fooling themselves.
Right,
they
right,
really
right.
They lock shit like that away in their brain when they get to be 30-something because they want to act like that wasn't them. That was so long ago. Bitch, you still did it.
That's bad news, homeboys. If it happened, it happened. You know what I mean? We got to keep it 100. That's what it's all about.
Right. Okay. It do. So let me ask you this. Would you consider, or have you ever had a relationship like your main old lady be a chick that you met at the club?
No, man. I ain't ever met a bitch in the club and just settled down like that. I had fuck buddies, you know what I mean? And just, you know what I mean? Hoes get freaky crazy, whatever, but not no wifey type bullshit.
Why not?
That's just real talk.
But why not, though?
Cause, man, it's just always on some other shit, man. The nigga always probably has something else at the house. You know what I'm saying? So when you meet a bitch at the club, it's probably just on some one-night stand type shit. You know what I mean? It ain't on no, we gonna settle down, do this and do that. all right, you got somebody, I got somebody, it's cool. You know what I mean? It's just street. You know what I mean? Most times, a bitch ain't looking for nothing. Hoes out there doing the same shit niggas doing. They want to fuck something and go on about their business. You know what I mean? That's just what it is.
I bet all these women on the line like, who the fuck is this goddamn nigga?
I don't mean to offend nobody, hurt no feelings. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You know, the women okay 100, you know what I'm saying? They, of course, they feel like, you know what I'm saying, what you're saying is just absolute lunacy. But I know some of them, you feel me? And some of them may not be that way, per se. But at the end of the day, we're talking about mass majority of people. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of the women who say some of the things that I be bringing up on K100 may not necessarily be the type of person that call this show or be into it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but at
yeah,
the end
yeah.
of the day, I know for a fact that I didn't come up with this by myself. I know for a fact when I had these shows, it'd be because it's a general consensus. And would you agree with me that a lot of women do say they don't meet the club ain't the place where you want to meet your nigga at? This is, you know what I'm saying? Haven't you heard a lot of women say that?
Man, look. I had a bitch come up to me and said, man, I've been wanting to give this pussy for the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So hoes be stalking. You know what I mean?
But,
you call her how you see.
But did she say she wanted to be your motherfucking wifey? Or just she want to give you some pussy? It's a difference.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It ain't always on the wifey type stuff, man. It's just a bitch just want to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't looking for a husband or looking for a wife.
True.
You know what I mean? Some people just living.
So is that the place where people in the club should be? If you in the club, should you be in the club looking for wifey or hubby? Is that the place to look for?
Oh, no. Cuz, that's a touchy topic, man. Cuz, you know what I mean? If you in the club, you doing your thing, he doing his thing. You know what I mean? That might cause a problem, because when you get with him, his phone going to be blowing up, your phone going to be blowing up. You got to cut people off. She got to cut people off. You know what I mean? That might be too much for one person to handle. Some people can't just cut folks off like that.
But I'm saying, even if you meet her somewhere else, she still have a phone number full of niggas, even if you meet her at damn Walmart. Right?
That's why I said on T. Lewis' post earlier, you know what I mean? You can meet them anywhere. You know what I mean? Just because you meet him at the club, or you meet him at church, or you meet a bitch at Walmart, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. That's not going to change the person that they are underneath it all. So you don't ever know. So you can't judge like that. You go for what you know, man. If you meet somebody and you enjoy that person, make it happen. I don't give a fuck where you meet them.
All right, so, but if not the club, last question, if not the club, you said you're going to fuck the whole bunch of them out of the club. You sound to be a bit of a man whore. You might be a bit of a man whore, but we got a lot of man whores here around K100, you know what I'm saying? You might be a bit of a man whore, James. If not the club, though. If not, don't apologize for being a goddamn cheat. If not the club. Where's some other place that you've had success meeting people? Like, where did you meet the person you with now? If you're in a relationship, where did you meet them?
Man, I met her, man, at my job, man. Someplace I was just moonlighting, working part time, man. She just came through, we conversated, you know what I mean? And then just one thing led to another. You know what I mean? I wasn't looking for her, she wasn't looking for me, we conversated. And then it just popped off. You know what I mean? So it was unexpected. It was unexpected.
Most times the ones you end up with be. You know what I'm saying? Most of the times the ones you really end up being with are unexpected. That's just my personal experience. You never see it coming. Not in my all the people that I was in relationships with in my life, I never saw it coming. They weren't even people that I really just was at when I first met them. When I first met them, we were friends. We like didn't even go there at first. You know what I'm saying? And it just happened. Real talk, so,
yeah,
that's how it is. That's how it go down for me. All right, homie, thanks for calling the show. I'm glad you got a chance to finally call in this motherfucker.
You understand what I'm saying? Man, you know, nigga be working, man. You know what I'm saying? But we on it.
All right, homie, thanks for calling. Let me take the rest of these calls.
All right, that's a bet.
Private caller. And then I see Twink on the line. Private caller.
Hello.
Yes. How you doing? Thanks for calling K100.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Shay.
Oh, this is Shay. They ain't even blocked your number. Damn, he's like, why you block your number, Shay? I didn't know who you was. Well, what's going on? I see that. I don't know what's going on with the block numbers. I'm going to have to talk to you sidebar. Episode 176. Oh, wait. Yeah. What you got for me?
Oh, I don't have any mashes today.
You don't got any mashes? Nothing?
Nope. No mashes today.
You know, you haven't had any mashes like the past 3 or 4 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah? You sure? Nothing?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Oh.
All right. Episode 176. Question number one. Would you consider or have you ever had a relationship with someone you met in the club?
No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't consider it, but I just never had one. It just never went there.
Why do you think, though? I mean, because I'm pretty sure you go out and you have a good time. You go clubbing and stuff. You've probably been into more clubs than, you know what I'm saying, other places except for maybe like the grocery store and stuff. Why do you think you never – that never happened? Is there a reason,
you know,
or you just
honestly,
never
– I think usually because the guys that approach me in the clubs are not the kind of guys that I want to go out with. I mean,
now,
there may be some that I would want to go out with in the club, but they're not the ones that are approaching me. And, like, if I do by chance give a guy a chance or whatever, we exchange numbers or something like that, you know, usually pretty soon he ruins that. Like, for instance, the last guy that I met in a club type setting or whatever, you know, we exchanged numbers or whatever. By the time I got home, he was already calling my phone. I didn't even say I was going home. I mean, he don't know where I was going. I mean, and then I didn't answer, then he texted me. And then the next morning he texted me, and then texted me again, and then called me. And I'd already told dude that I had to work that morning. It was like, hello, you don't listen. They don't follow cues. So
just because he showed interest in you and really wanted to talk to you after the club, that was a no-no.
If I tell somebody, okay, if I'm at the club, chances are I'm probably not going to leave there until about 1 or 2. And if I tell you that I got to go to work in the morning and you come calling me at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning talking about you want to be the first person to tell me good morning, that's just going to piss me off if you interrupting my sleep after I already been out clubbing all night. That's just common sense. You don't do that. And I already told them that day wasn't a good day. So it's like, just pay attention. I mean, they don't pay attention. I think people just be too drunk. And just be too excited.
Yeah,
I guess they got a number or something.
We're probably drunk, Shay. We're probably fucked up in the club. We're probably drunk.
Like, well, then don't call somebody the next day. Wait a couple days. Hell, wait 2 weeks to call me. I'll be busy.
What? I started. You're going to give somebody your phone number. Because I'm shooting you because you're going to give somebody your phone number and then tell them to wait 2 weeks to call you?
Well, you don't have to wait 2 weeks, but I would rather, if you're going to call and wake me up early in the morning, I'm already not a morning person, I'd rather you wait a little while to call me.
2 weeks, Shay. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. If a guy calls you 2 weeks later, you're going to be like, shit, I forgot. You took too long to call me. You waited 2 weeks.
I've done that before. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, life goes on. I might not be in the club every week. I have other things to do. I mean, just like people have other things to
do. Oh, you're not in the club every week, whatever, but what does that have to do with the person calling you? That has nothing to do with it. If they could be the one time of the year they went out to the club, but they got your number. If you're interested in somebody, you don't wait 2 weeks to call them. You don't do that.
You don't have to call them 5 times by the next morning either. That's just kind of like impractical. Really? You would want to talk to somebody that called you and texted you 5 times by the next morning?
Right, that's about that, but then you said wait 2 weeks. I'm like, no, you don't really mean that.
Okay, I'm just being a little exaggerated, but, you know, you don't have to call me the next day because chances are I'm not going to want to talk to you the next day. I don't have time to talk to you the next day, especially
so really
if I went out.
If he sparks your interest and y'all had a great conversation or a connection in the club, why wouldn't you want to talk to that person ASAP?
Well, you can send me a little text, say hey or something like that, but not, like, constantly calling while I'm working. That's just annoying. I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like that.
You should have met that guy at church and he did the same thing and called you on Monday.
And I would have did the same thing. Told him don't call me no more because you can't follow instructions.
It wasn't about the club. Did you see my separation? It wasn't about the club. It was about the fact of what he did. It had nothing to do with the fact that you met him in the club. It's the fact that he was
just
above
you. I was just giving you one example of the last time, you know, what had happened the last time. But I didn't say I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay. But you could possibly meet your man in the club, though.
Yeah. It depends, but like I said, most of the ones that approach me in the club are not guys that I'm interested in.
Okay. If not the club, then where are good places for you to meet potential people? Where have you had success with that at? Where is the last person? You know,
Walmart.
Club Wally World. Shout out to Club Wally World.
At,
biggest club chain in America. I fucks
like
with it.
Car
heavy.
Shopping, pretty much anywhere. I mean, all kinds of places.
The mall.
Yeah, the mall. Just like out at the beach, anywhere. Just anywhere with people in population, you know, friends gathering, friend of a friend kind of thing, stuff like that.
So you good with it all, really?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter where you meet the person. It's because, you know, you're out to socialize anyway, so be open to, you never know who you might meet and where they're going to be.
Uh-huh. Have you you ever met someone in the club and went home with them that night?
No, I don't do that.
So I out of all the women, all the women who've never done it in their life decided to call my show all at once in one night. Is this what the fuck you women want me to believe? Really?
I'm just saying. After one night, I don't even know you well enough to get it in like that. I mean, I don't know nothing about you except what kind of drink you like to drink that night. So, no, we can't get it in after one night.
What about 1 week?
If I met you at the club, not even 1 week.
You've never met anybody at the club on Saturday, and by the time the next Saturday came around, you hadn't gave him some pussy. Never.
Nope. Mm-mm. I have to get to know people a little bit more than that. I mean, it's like usually like if I work with somebody, if I done spent some time with him or whatever, you know, that's different. You know, he might get a little bit sooner than, you know, once we start like talking or whatever. But just to say, just a complete stranger that I meet in a club or anywhere for say, you know, he ain't gonna get it, you know, by the end of the week because I don't even know you like that yet. I might not be interested in you by the end of the week. And I just didn't put miles on a pussy for nothing.
So here we are. Okay. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. K-1's tonight. Every woman in America that's never fucked a gal within a week's time of meeting them, they call it the show tonight. Congratulations, ladies. Perfect fucking timing. Just happened to be so coincidental that all of you call the show at the same fucking time.
Hey,
yeah.
Gotta keep it 100.
I know.
And you gonna kill me for keeping it 100? Wow!
I keep it 100. Maybe I'm just saying that wasn't really necessarily directed at you. It's just all of you.
Okay.
All right. All of y'all tonight acting like y'all ain't never did it.
I haven't.
You remember that band camp? That counts. That counts.
Band camp
okay.
Don't count. You got the whole summer to get to know each other.
Exactly. My thought. That's my point. Stay on the line, Shay. I gotta get one more call before we get out of here. Twink, what it do, babe?
What's going on?
It's just ludicrous. It's just lunacy. Before I even go any further, Twink, have you ever met a guy in the club and fucked him that night?
Yeah, we actually ended up dating for a year and a half afterwards.
I knew it! I knew one of you motherfuckers was gonna call! I knew it! I freaking knew it. One of y'all was going to keep it 100 tonight. One of y'all was going to tell the absolute goddamn truth. And shame the motherfucking devil. He don't like a lie, Shawty. He don't like a lie. Twink, you said you fucked him on the same night, and then what happened now?
We ended up in a relationship for a year and a half.
See what I'm saying, ladies? You can come up with a meaningful relationship. Maybe you should try it. Twink did it. Some of you ain't been in a relationship in years. Maybe you should do it. Maybe you could be in a relationship ASAP. So you okay with having a relationship with somebody that you met out of the club?
Yeah.
You good with it?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, it's like meeting them anywhere. Like, you can't say, like, I heard one caller say something about meeting somebody in the church, but it doesn't make sense because if on Sunday they was at the church, but they just rolled in from their drunken stupor from the club on Saturday. How do you know they ain't the same bitch you booked on Saturday?
You don't know. That's the point. You don't freaking know. Alright, if not the club, real quick, Twink, if not the club, you feel me? What about what's another place that you've had success meeting guys in meaningful relationships? Did you have relationships with?
Anywhere. You can meet anybody anywhere. You can meet them literally outside the club, like walking down the street or something. It doesn't matter where you meet somebody at, as long as both of y'all clicking. And yeah, I mean, it shouldn't matter what he was doing at the time when you met him. As long as he ain't getting arrested for some dumb shit. Like, I can't meet somebody in jail. But, yeah.
Right. I'm doing a show on that, by the way. You should make sure you, you know what I'm saying, relationships with people who are locked up. That's going to be a great one. It's going to be a great one. It's going to
yeah,
be a great
I'll call in because I've done that, and that shit just doesn't work out.
We'll talk. We're going to talk more about it when I have that show. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good show. Thanks for tuning in, all right? Thanks for calling the show. I'm sorry it took me all so long. I got you at the last minute. But I'm glad I got your phone line because you did, in fact, keep it all the way 100. Like, maybe the other ladies who called the show tonight, maybe they never did meet a guy and fuck them in the same night. I don't know. I'm not judging you, ladies. I'm not saying that you know, you're lying or anything. I believe you. Kind of, sort of. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I'm getting ready to log out. We're not doing the overtime show tonight. We're not doing the third hour. We're only stopping right here in the second hour because I had a great time, and I want to leave on a high note. I'm your host, Blizzum. Tune in tomorrow for episode 177. Deuces.